WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says Hamas has released two more hostages, this time two Israeli women. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
85-year-old Yosheved Lifshitz, 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Their husbands are still thought to be in the hands of Hamas.
It's okay. That's
fine. Ahead of their release, Yosheved's grandson spoke of his grandparents' kindness.
My grandfather and grandmother were taking the sick people from Gaza Strip who cannot get their treatment there to Israeli hospitals.
It comes as Israeli forces launched a ferocious new assault across Gaza.
Last week, Hamas released two American women, a mother and her teenage daughter. Israel says over 200 others are still being held hostage. The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 5,000 Palestinians have died. Israel reports more than 1,400 deaths. An off-duty pilot is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly trying to shut down a Horizon airplane's engines on a flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with more.
Police say 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty Alaska pilot riding in the cockpit jump seat, allegedly attempted to turn off the plane's engines at about 31,000 feet.
We want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
Emerson was handcuffed in the back of the plane as pilots made an emergency landing in Portland. There were no injuries.
House Republicans are meeting right now to choose a new speaker candidate. CBS's Nicole Killian says Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota has emerged as a frontrunner.
He really is the guy who has been at the center of a lot of these contentious negotiations, whether it was over the debt limit, over temporarily funding the government this fall. He's the one that has brought all different factions of the Republican conference into his office to hammer things out.
Morning fog and nearby wildfires led to multi-car crashes in South Louisiana today. WWL's Chris Miller.
Marsh fires in the New Orleans area, made worse by a summer drought, sent smoke across the region. National Weather Service forecaster Chris Bannon says the smoke particles make it easier to collect dense fog.
And then you get visibility that's almost zero.
And hundreds of cars traveling in that zero visibility on a section of interstate elevated above the swamp end up in
multiple crashes in multiple locations on each side of I-55.
Louisiana State Trooper Kate Steagle says two motorists died in the crash. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
New study says no matter how much the world cuts back on carbon emissions, a key and sizable chunk of Antarctica is essentially doomed to an unavoidable melt. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oxygen thermometers.
A woman was killed over the weekend in a single-vehicle crash in western Wisconsin. Law enforcement authorities announced 21-year-old Brianna Beck of Red Wing died after a crash in the town of Anson in Chippewa County on Saturday. The accident reportedly occurred at around 9:20 p.m. Saturday. Emergency responders attempted life-saving measures, but Beck was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities cited high speed as the cause of the crash after Beck apparently left the highway at a curve and hit a tree. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved solved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Electricity markets without any further climate policies.
Anything we can do without having to do any more work, any more policies, is probably a very good thing. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. What a fun day. Day 20 without a speaker. We're going to hit the 3-week mark tomorrow, which I guess tomorrow there might be something. They may come back to work. I guess there was some kind of a meeting. I don't know. Literally at this point, I've stopped following what the House Republicans are doing because it's really, really chaotic. And speaking of really, really chaotic, did you happen to see Donald Trump? Did you happen to see his little spiel in New Hampshire? Did you happen to see him going on and on in what is probably one of the more incoherent speeches he's given? Now, I know everyone loves to go, you know, Sleepy Joe or Joe Biden stumbles over words and all this. I really think, got to be honest, I think Donald Trump has completely lost his mind. But you judge. I guess he's got a question. He's got a question for every American. Listen to this. Listen to this spiel.
This is on our business. Why are you doing that? He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us.
Here it comes.
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me because I'm saying, like a beauty pageant.
I mean, oh, man. It's because I'm such a beautiful person. No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. No one's ever thought of us and us. No one's ever thought of that except everybody in the room, everybody who's going to see this, everyone, literally everyone thought of that. And look, the spiel was crazy on a whole bunch of levels. And again, it's just another one of these moments where Trump gets a pass, a total pass on his craziness, because he's always been this kind of, you know, off on the fringe, off on the deep end. And no one, what it is there isn't a big enough media on the left to really be able to hold him to anything. And they know this. They know they can basically say whatever they want and no one's going to hold them accountable, not even the people in the audience, because they're going to go on whatever trip that Trump wants to go on. And you know, over the years, we've watched Trump say some really, really stupid things. For instance, I have lots of conversation with my union friends. They really believe Donald Trump's a pro-union guy, even though he has said that he's for right to work, because right to work is right. He screwed over, you know, numerous contractors over the years, union contractors over the years. No friend of the working person, quite frankly, and it's pretty simple. He is no friend of the working person. But you know, you may remember this spiel. I guess it's been almost a month ago. He went on this song and dance about the UAW, and I've been meaning to get to this, and I gotta play it. So here's Trump's Trump's position on the
Macron
on the other side of this. And look, as I've said, what's really quite remarkable to me is my union brothers and sisters will listen to this and not have a problem with what he's got to say here. So listen to the Donald here.
And I'm telling you, you shouldn't pay those dues. You should not pay your dues, because they're selling you to hell. You're going to be going to hell. You're not going to have any jobs. All those cars are going to be made in China, every one of them. You can forget it, Michigan. You can forget it, South Carolina. You can forget it, everybody. All of those cars are going to be made in China.
In China. China. Now, basically what he's telling the UAW members is, you take what you get, don't throw a fit. You take what the benevolent corporation gives you and be grateful. And again, this is not surprising from someone of that ilk, not surprising from someone who hobnobs around with CEOs, not surprising at all. And as I've been saying, this is the Republican Party being the Republican Party. Trump is the head of the Republican Party. Look at the numbers. And the thing that's amazing to me is, look, I don't think there's any way that they stop him from being the nominee. The numbers coming out of New Hampshire are just crazy. I was just reading a thing that says, you know, as soon as Trump pays the $1,000 fee to get into the primary, it's over for everybody else, because his campaign machine basically dwarfs everybody else combined. And the numbers are what they are. I mean, right now, he's leading, according to the latest USA Today Suffolk University poll. He's up 58%. He's got 58%. DeSantis is the closest with 12. Nikki Haley the closest after that with 11. Nobody else gets over 3. So even with 91 indictments, even with all of the people who are flipping, even with all of this, even with the, if you saw